Let's go, girls.
Sensible, adjective, having, using, or showing good sense or sound judgment.
What's up, sensible fuckers? It's season two.
I was chained to a toilet.
Oh, I drink beer.
I threw my boyfriend's decapitated head out the window.
Shut up! Shut up!
Mandy drinks from a bidet.
I got nice nips.
Totally sensible.
Sensible people.
Good morning and welcome to Sensible People. It's a new episode, season two, episode 20. Last episode, 19, we had a fun one, guys. Tay Wagner at Sensible Degenerate here alongside Raw Dog Ryan and Mandy B.
Hi.
Yellow.
We have a fun fucking show in store for these guys. Mandy B is at risk of being real demoralized with the thing we're going to do to her this episode.
I'm nervous, Nancy.
What?
Raw Dog and Tay will be doing Mandy B's makeup later in the episode.
You got me nervous on what you were going to say.
It's going to be a fun one. Guys, later in the episode, we are going to have the chance to do Mandy B's makeup. We're going to draw a line right down her face.
How about I draw a line down the middle of your head so it looks like a butt?
Raw Dog's going to do the left side. Tay's going to do the right. And we're going to see where that takes us, and we're going to judge who does the best.
I don't know if a professional could really get her looking up to par.
So we'll see what we can do. It's going to be a stretch, you know, they do have filters on Instagram and stuff that'll help with the cause.
I hope you guys actually great try, cause. Though.
We could airbrush her on Photoshop.
Yeah, a little face tune.
I'm asking them to really try, you guys. I want to see their talent.
Do they do face transplants nowadays?
No, they do. They did the first face transplant recently.
Twice last year?
God damn
it! But I think... You know, a perfect candidate.
I think
right
we
here,
should
Mandy
take
B.
our advertising funds and, you know, give back to people we, you know, in our lives that we really appreciate. Yeah,
when you do a face transplant and a fellow mate, a fellow friend, it's really giving back to the people.
Yeah.
And we give it back to you, the people.
Give the people
give
what
the
they
people
want.
What they want.
It's your only hope, Mandy B.
It's the sensible
You're my
thing
only hope.
To do. Guys, circling back to last episode, we had Kiki Said So from the Cocktails podcast on. That was some fun sex talk. We'll get into your dating life in a little bit, Ryan, but I'm curious to see if any of the tips she provided you were useful over the last couple weeks.
She was fun to talk to. I had a good time with her.
She was awesome.
Yeah, she was.
We were hoping to make it down to Atlanta for her live show. Guys, she has a live show. If you are in the Atlanta area, Cocktails is doing a live show. I believe it's mid-May. It's Saturday the 18th?
Yep.
Or maybe it was this weekend.
Yeah.
It was yesterday. So
one of her tips.
Hopefully you made it.
No. Let's redo that one.
If you guys remember last episode, she asked me what was on my profile, right?
For
Bumble or Tinder, whatever. Mm-hmm. I've been getting a lot of shit recently because one of my first pictures, I think it's on Bumble. I think it's on both, whatever, is me in a suit at a wedding taking a picture with the bride. Like the friends I have that are girls and I show them my profile, They're like, people are going to think that you're married and this is your wife and you're on these dating apps.
Well, yeah, I agree with them.
No, but I look good and I don't take a lot of selfies.
They don't know that.
You really think I would just take a picture with my wife and put it on Bumble and Tinder?
No, but they don't know you.
Yeah, no, I do agree with you. Like, why would they think it's your wife? But why can't you just crop her out?
Because the picture would be so small, then it would be pixelated once I upload if I cropped her out.
Name.
Sometimes that's all I hear when Mandy B talks.
Actually.
God damn it!
Either way.
Also, last episode we had Barry Burnham.
Male or female?
Either.
Okay, I like that.
Tina Marie.
Those Red Rockets, I mean, like, I just don't need no one's reminding me of my man.
And Ed Bigby.
Yeah, they wrestle while they're sculpting.
Do some prank calls. So, guys, make sure you check out that episode. It was a really fun one. But what I really wanted to bring up was that we did play Did It Really Happen? And when we played Did It Really Happen, we went into overtime because it was tied. And there was no tiebreaker win. So you guys, in fact, both tied. And we know that ties are not allowed on Sensible People.
Tie goes to the runner.
On Sensible People, tie means both individuals competing have
to do a
punishment.
How did I ever let you even tie me?
You blew that one.
You're not in the same realm as me.
I beat you twice on this show, and I beat him once, too.
So I did come up with this little fun,
what
quick
does he have?
Punishment.
The punishment,
what do you have?
Is it to eat a whole Snickers bar?
Close.
A Charleston Chew?
It's close. It's fun.
Oh, it's fun.
I
yeah,
stopped you're... at a Walgreens and got it this morning.
What is it?
You guys each have to spray a can of bug spray into each other's eyeballs until the first one person goes
blind.
You have
a nerd's rope?
I have a nerd's rope, and you're going to eat it like Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, my God.
One end and one end.
I hate this.
Nerd's rope or me?
The both of you. I've been really trying not to get herpes lately, and it just won't.
All right.
We can go butt to butt. If that's easier.
I've never seen a nerd's rope in someone's ass.
Yeah, well, you want to try it?
There's always a
first. I love nerd's rope. Either way.
I gotta get set up here. We can take some video of this. But here, where are you guys going to do this?
Your lips better not touch my lips.
Wait, right now we're doing that? Right this second?
Yeah. What is this? Not Sensible People?
Look at how dangly that
is. I know, I hate it. For a Sensible
it's very
Nation
limp.
That's listening,
it's like
it
the
is
last dick
dangly.
I saw.
It's very limp. That's
right
like
now
the,
we're doing it?
Hey, that's like the wet noodle dick you explained to me.
Oh, my God.
Long but no girth.
Wait, all right. I have to come by you?
No, stay right there. I'll come
by you. Do
you
right at least like a nerd's rope, Mandy B?
Yeah.
It's better than a Charleston Chew, I'll tell you that.
I like it all.
Mandy B is walking over to Raw Dog's area in the studio. Oh,
it's too limp. How are we doing this?
Here we go. Okay.
Welcome to my world.
Here we go. This is the punishment for Did It Really Happen? I now pronounce you Lady and the
just,
Tramp.
Just
do
bite it.
It
off in the middle.
Let's go.
Right?
Go! Let's go! Oh, they're going. They're getting close. Oh! Mandy B with the raptor tear. What?
You tore it like a fucking raptor.
Unbelievable. All right.
Is the first time you ever ate a nerd rope?
That deserves a golf clap. Single golf clap.
Wait, how long was this one on the shelf?
Might have been in my basement for quite a while.
It's so sweet.
You guys did good. All right, Mandy
Me
B, why don't you come along? Come around. Back to your seat. All right, that was fun. You guys did a good job.
Thanks.
I'm having fun.
Either way, we were punished.
I'm having candy. He's all having right. fun.
I'm most excited to hear about Mandy B's sugar daddy adventure.
Yeah, speaking
because
of
last,
sugar.
Last week, you guys made a pact to try and challenge each other. Whoever could find a sugar daddy or sugar mama first.
I didn't go on the apps. She just did.
Yeah.
So wait, I feel like he deserves a punishment, an extra punishment for that.
We didn't put a time frame to it.
I think it was whoever was the first one. Yeah.
First one to do what? He hasn't given you any money yet.
It was physical contact.
That jersey was $150.
It's a socks
jersey. It was physical contact is what you guys bet.
That's a punishment. She got a socks jersey.
That is a punishment.
Oh, dear Lord. So,
you signed up for the app. Yeah.
It's called Sudy. It's Sudy. I don't know if it's Sudy or Sudy.
Okay.
To each their own. But you sign up on the app and you post your pictures and then, you know, you write a little bit about what you're expecting from the app. They have like other steps to be verified. Like I was supposed to hold up a like a sign with the date and my name in a picture. Kind of, you know, like so
the
this
date
is really
you signed
you.
Up. Yeah, yeah.
Or just either.
Either way.
Whatever day. So you see it's live. But so I got some fish, but it's like some people are just like basically show me your tits or just like creepy old guys, whatever. So this nicer guy messaged me and he was didn't ask for like, you know, pics right away. He was just being nice. It was a good conversation. And then a couple days later, it was like, here's my phone number. And we were chatting and stuff.
And he was local.
Yes, yes. So, 45 minutes an hour.
Okay, yeah. Relatively local.
You were able to do like a local thing on the app.
Sure.
And so we decided like, hey, it's time to meet up. And so we met up also locally, safe and sound. And
public
it was
place.
A public place at a bar, but
good call.
A well-lit
I think
bar.
You
yeah.
gotta play it safe.
One of my friends was like our server and our bartender anyway. And it was a fun time. We talked straight for like 2 hours straight.
So this whole thing, this whole idea intrigues me because I'm not that familiar with a sugar daddy. I mean, I get the basic concept, but this guy in general, in your opinion, Mandy B, in return for your time and being with you and talking with you, in theory, he's going to provide resources or money or gifts to you.
Yeah,
right?
So
am I right?
No, yeah, you're absolutely right. So
does that include sexual contact?
I'm not sure what route this will take, but we discussed this and he was like, I know you have certain expectations for this app, obviously, for me to provide something, whether it be monetary, whether it be like emotional support, whether it be some sort of providing something for me. And I agreed, you know, like, yes, of course. And so he brought me that Sox jersey the first time I met him, which as much as you guys think it's stupid, like that's cool. It's cool I got a Sox jersey.
What was
it
like?
You know?
Like an authentic jersey or signed or anything? Do you know?
I mean, it wasn't signed, but it was just like one of those.
Boring.
No, it's just one of those like night, like I've always wanted
Bring
a nice Sox jersey.
Bring it to the studio. We could hang it up.
We're not hanging that shit up in here. Are you kidding me?
So with sugar daddies in general, are they looking like he's looking for you to be his girlfriend or is it? Is it known going into this, like, listen, we might hang out here and there and in return get money or gifts, but we're not exclusive. Like, you could go date somebody else if you wanted to. Or is he looking to be exclusive with
it's
you?
It's all up in the air. It's absolute discussion.
It's negotiable.
Yes, it's negotiable.
Either way.
I'm really happy that he brought it up, too. Like, he told me his expectations. Because from the messages, the other messages I was getting, it's kind of like, ugh, I show you my tits, basically, and you give me some money. Even though the site does say, like, please avoid prostitution at every bit. But
you
like,
know
you're
going to get
for
that,
it.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But no, I mean, he basically was just like, I'm X amount of years old. I'm older and I don't want to find a wife right now.
How old is he?
He's late 50s.
Okay.
And so he was just like, you know, I don't feel like putting pressure on. What? Putting pressure on, like, a relationship, you know? Like, I'm just a young, fun option for him.
Yeah.
So
do you think meeting him once, you've met him once and chatted with him, is he somebody that's looking to build a relationship with you?
Not
or is
like
he just,
build a companionship, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I don't think he expects anything long, like years.
Yeah.
But I think he's open to the idea if it happens to be like that. But I just think he wants
Are you?
To have... no. I mean, I don't think so. Who knows?
You don't know
who
yet.
Who knows
you don't
what
know
can
yet.
Happen?
Yeah.
You snail
Either
him yet?
Way.
No snailing?
I'm going to be a sugar baby. So, I don't know. It seems like he wants to take me on some fun trips for the summer.
Yeah, yeah.
Take me to places I've never been, places that he would probably like to go with a young, fun girl. And just like enjoy
did,
our life.
Did you tell him you come with a twosome?
Yeah.
Another
I'm
two
not
guys?
Doing anything for you two. Nothing.
I like thinking of the currency on Mandy B's side, meaning what does it take for you to if you like to go on a luxurious, let's say, Caribbean vacation? Is that
I'm
a
very
dick
curious.
Suck or what is that?
Right.
What are you worth?
I'm just we have to put ourselves in his shoes, right? We're older gentlemen, let's say.
Yeah.
We're pushing 60. Let's say we've been single for a long time or we are recently widowed or divorced, something of the nature.
Yeah.
And we've got tons of money. We don't know what to do with it. We're bored with our money.
I could do a lot.
Or it's like you're even bored just with your time. Like you want
to spend time with someone.
Yeah,
and you want some companionship,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But you're not interested in the ladies that are maybe your age range. They just aren't doing it for you.
Yeah.
Maybe you just
got stag tits, yeah. Swamp pussy.
Yeah. You just want a young peach, like a Mandy Bizzle. I don't know. It is interesting.
I would be a really fun time. Like, he was talking about taking me, like you said, on the cruise, like on a boat or something like that. And I just think I would be a blast. I'm full of energy and I'm full of life and I'm very curious about the world and such. And what if I end up enjoying him?
They don't
so
call
much?
You Curious George for nothing.
The whole concept is just interesting because you did this fairly quickly. I mean, this happened.
This took like 3 weeks.
I need to try it because
less than 2 weeks because last episode you were signing up for the app. Yeah. Wow. You got a sugar daddy instantly.
I could deal with like an overweight mid-50-year-old woman for some money.
Well, one of our earliest episodes in season 2, if you listeners have not gone and heard this one, it's when Billy Presida was on. You guys remember Billy was telling us about this kind of situation. He had sugar mamas and the whole financial domination type thing.
That's what I'm really
the human ATMs.
Where do I find myself
a human ATM? Billy said that he would go, if I recall, he would go meet this woman who was filthy rich at an ATM, basically role play and yell at her for her to give him money. They would exchange money and he'd walk away.
That's a dream.
It's a talk about a sugar.
But it's
mama.
Hard to find Woo. These sites, you guys. I'm telling you, like, for this is the first app I found that's like I don't have to pay a lot of money for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other sites, it's like
is it paid at all? You have to pay anything?
So far, no, I haven't had to. Yeah. But for him, for my sugar daddy to talk to me, it cost him $69.99.
A month?
For one. Like to message, yeah, I think for a month to be able to message me.
What?
And these messages like disappear. There's a lot of like,
how much?
$70.
So, yeah.
For him?
Yeah, yeah. For him to message me.
Well, I mean, I guess he's
a sugar daddy.
Yeah, so why should
he do whatever the hell you want?
Now they can like verify themselves by like uploading their like W-2s, and it's very interesting. Like your proof of income and such. You know, the ones
that I've read are really into it are the sheiks. Like, yeah. Overseas.
Well,
like she might find the new Aladdin.
Yeah. I had
Alibaba.
Prince Ali, fabulous he, Alibaba.
I had one reach out to me.
A sheik?
Go after it.
You better go. But
that.
Now the question is too, are these
but
guys
they like
real?
The, they're into the they're not looking for companionship. They're looking because it's not
to dominate
it's
your
not,
ass.
Yeah. No, seriously. It's forbidden.
They spit
in their culture
butthole.
And their no, they will.
Yeah, spit
they,
right in
they
it.
They will they literally own gape gloves. Yes. You will be wearing them.
Is spitting in your butthole that bad though?
No, but I'm just saying it's gonna be very aggressive.
But I just
no,
I'm
they're
curious
filth,
right now. Like,
they like the
spitting in my
they
butthole.
Like the dirty underside.
So it sounds like what she's trying to say is she indirectly yeah. like spit in her.
So next
butthole.
Episode,
I've never had it. I'm saying like yeah,
next
right.
episode's
that
title: Raw Dog Spits in Mandy B's Butthole.
I take a nerd rope
no,
to
no,
the butthole.
I would do the long loogie like from Big Daddy, let it touch, and just bring it right back up.
I would chew like a whole pack of Big League Chew and then do it.
We just how about we just spit like skull right in her fucking butthole. A red man. That's what we're gonna do. Instead of the tin can spittoon, we're just spitting right in her butthole.
Wait, do you mean like the cinema, the big red? Did you mean?
Yeah, no.
That
no
would
red
be,
man.
That would be spicy.
No, red man is like the is the actual tobacco
spicy.
Leaves.
I mean the cinnamon yeah, bubble.
No, you're
you know
talking
what
about
I'm
big
talking?
Red. Yeah. My dad always has a pack of big red in his truck.
Oh no! And I just saw.
I
your
took
dad.
A big red once.
I saw that.
I took a
in
big
the
red.
Ass.
The dog's name was Jacques. That's as far as that story goes.
Jacques Jones.
Well, Sensible Nation.
And I was on rollerblades.
Sensible Nation, stay tuned for my sugar daddy adventures.
Well, he should if he, you know, once he meets us two fine gentlemen, we're going to get him on a little strategy for sensible people. We'll have a billboard strategy going.
I don't think I want
we're
going to
have more sensible people yes. billboards than Urlacher.
Yeah. Who needs hair anyway?
Speaking of which, fucking those Urlacher billboards in Chicago, they're everywhere.
I know, they are. He's
you know,
a
the,
legend.
The old joke used to be like, oh, I live like 5 Walgreens away from so-and-so.
Is
you
that
know?
Barry Burnham?
Barry, is that you?
It did sound like him.
Okay.
But people used to joke, like, I'm, you know, 3 Walgreens away from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now it's like I'm fucking 6 Urlacher billboards away from you. Past the 6th Urlacher billboard, there I am.
Is the Morton salt still on off the toll or off 94 going in the city?
Yeah.
All right. Just making sure. I always got that because I ended up at one Halloween 10 years ago, someone was dressed as the Morton Salt chick.
Oh, that's cute.
And I ended up bringing her home and woke up next to Morton Salt girl.
Did she taste salty?
Yeah, no, she was a bitch. Total bitch.
Salty.
All right, yeah. Enough about Mandy B. She's had her light for the episode. What? Raw Dog?
You could leave now.
Anything going on with you?
Well, I got to hang out with Cayman Islands chick, guys.
Mm.
I told you she was coming into town.
Yeah, you did.
I got to hang out with her. Actually, it was a Friday night. So a little backstory on it. I know I said it was the first tits I ever grabbed, but so she was my first, I would call it girlfriend. I mean, it was seventh grade. I know that sounds adolescent, but that was my first real girlfriend. So I haven't seen her in like 20 years. She's went off to China, did some teaching. Now she's in the Cayman Islands as a vice principal. So it was a nice blast from the past night. If I could turn back time, like Cher would say, had a good time. We went out in the town that I actually work in, had some drinks, got a little sloppy, started making out at the bar. So what was funny is I was like, all right, so what do you want to do tonight after we're having some drinks? And she's like, well, I got to be home at 8. And I'm like, 8? Like, I'm thinking,
you
I'm
got a curfew?
Yeah, what the fuck? We're in for the long haul. And she's like, well, my mom's got to go get my sister from the airport. And
she was staying with the mom?
Yeah, so she's back in town with her mom, and she's got a kid as well, obviously, as I do. And her mom was watching the son while we were out. So while her mom goes to pick up the sister at the airport, she had to come back home to watch the kid. So we're on the way home, and she's like grilling me like I'm in high school. She's like, now when you see my mom, we were in a group. We were with 10 people. We weren't by ourselves.
Oh, that's funny.
I was like,
wow.
What's a, I don't know.
You're a 30-year-old.
I said, chill Mary, out. What the fuck? Really? Yeah. I'm like, well, first of all, you're making me nervous. I haven't seen your mom in 20 years, but like, I'm fine. Like, chill out.
Maybe like, she was like everything's good. Back when you guys first started dating.
She was. She told me this like 10 times. All right, but I'm so nervous about my mom. So I get in. She was more buzzed than I was. So I was like completely comfortable. She wasn't. And I get in, meet her mom. And right away, I mean, obviously I've never met her kid. I met her kid for the first time. The kid came running right up to me. I was holding him like in front of her mom. Like, just was like natural. And so she said bye and she left. And so right away, it was later. So the kid went to bed upstairs. So now we're in her mom's house by ourselves with just Elf on the TV.
Elf.
So Elf was on the TV.
In
That's
the
all I remember. Yes.
I hate that movie.
So we get on her couch and we're having drinks or whatever, and one things lead to the other, and all of a sudden my fucking dick's out and her underwear's to the side.
That's how it happens.
Yeah, she had a skirt on.
Friday
so
night, baby.
The fucking my beer spilled all in the couch. So I had like my pants weren't off, they were just down like mid thigh. My whole pants got fucking wet. And so I'm doing her as my fucking all my pants looked like I fucking pissed myself, and her underwear's to the side and just going to town. She had the greatest like baby toe nipples. You guys ever hear that term?
Baby toe?
Yeah, they look like the tips of like little baby toes. I think Evan from Superbad mentions it.
He does.
Movie.
He does.
Yeah.
He does.
Wait, like so long or what,
just
like
so soft? Not long, but just like
not like that one girl
nice.
You told me.
They tasted like that Nerds rope we just gobbled.
Ah!
So it was a great night. I actually ended up. I left. Before her mom got back. That's why it was making me fucking nervous. She kept wanting to fucking fool around and stuff. And it's like, Mary, I'm not going to be naked
grown
in
man.
Your mom's fucking living room on the leather couch. Rug burn on my ass.
It's so funny.
I'm not dealing with that. But she wanted to keep going. And you guys would be surprised. Raw Dog's the one that put a kibosh to it. I was the responsible one.
But you
nutted.
Well,
maybe you were the scared one.
You didn't?
No, I mean, I was so nervous.
You didn't even nut?
I did not nut.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What a soy boy.
A soy boy?
Soy boy.
You've never heard that?
No.
Raw Dog's the epitome of a soy boy. I saw him chugging some low sodium soy before the episode. Beta male bitch.
Oh.
How do you not nut?
I don't know. I was so nervous. I kept telling her.
Nervous?
That her mom was going to come home.
Nervous.
I was nervous.
Yeah,
But she's a big listener of the podcast. She had a lot of great things to say about all of us.
I like her. I like Mary.
Yeah.
We like all listeners to give good feedback.
Yes.
Which reminds us, if you have not left us a review, iTunes or Stitcher or Podchaser, please leave Sensible People a review. Stop what you're doing right this moment and do so.
Who will be the
helps
fan
us
of the
grow,
week?
And we can provide more content for you.
I told you guys she plays clips for her staff when they're feeling down. Like, what a great
That's awesome. What a great that is one story. Of my favorite things. People keep telling us we bring them out of the dumps.
I will have to say that was the first time.
Bring people through hard
Maybe
times.
Not the first time, but it's been the first time in a long time that I got to do it the old just move the underwear to the side.
That's one of your favorites.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the lazy move.
What guy doesn't like that?
It's not even that lazy. It's kind of hot. I don't know why.
You just move it to the side?
Yeah, for some reason
is that
it's
your
hot.
Move?
Sometimes I just move mine to the side.
Hey! Wow. I'm not a big underwear person, but yeah. That's neither
Well, you
here
just don't wear
there.
It?
No. I'm not wearing it.
I right slept now. Naked for the first time in a long time the
I
other
love
night.
Being
it's
naked.
It's wonderful.
Wait, you have jeans on, don't you?
Yeah.
Right now?
Leave me alone.
Don't you get like isn't the jeans like rough on your ass?
No.
Well, I guess people wear thongs and jeans.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, I yeah. feel more yeah. free this way and easy access for
yeah.
either
whatever.
Way.
Either way.
Either way.
Well, the only one thing was there were rumblings on the street. There was a little more to this story, but I don't think we can tell that on air.
Oh, a little rated up, a little
extra. I heard some rumblings is all I can really say. So maybe a bonus content.
Yeah, there's
paid
not,
content.
You guys know there's not many things
Raw
I don't reveal or I don't say on here, but I'm not saying what happened afterwards.
But we'll just set the scene. It was a very Raw Dog-esque moment.
His lips are sealed.
Lips are sealed. But if you guys want to pay for it and say that you'll pay for it,
yeah.
We might provide it.
Yes.
Mandy B.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you're with the sugar daddy.
Yes.
Are you still seeing, you had mentioned a couple episodes ago, you were seeing this like young buck that was a few years younger than
I
you.
I was. He's
on
so,
and off.
Ugh,
fuck buddy, whatnot.
Yes. And he.
That's still going on?
Not anymore. And he's
Dunzo.
Just so good to look at. Oh. Yeah. It is absolutely done. And he is a very, very nice guy, though. It was a very nice like month of distraction.
You don't talk to him at all anymore?
Not one bit. Not for this whole week. Not one word. If you could spell a word. This guy had
not
to be
the
like
sharpest
one,
knife in the drawer.
Not this in the world. So there were a lot of situations where he would always ask me like how to spell things. And after a while, I was like, oh, you know, whatever. Not everyone has to be a spelling bee
champ.
Yeah,
not everybody has to be a spelling bee
Google
champ.
It.
Raw Dog, season one.
Oh!
Season one.
I was a champ in fifth grade, so fuck you.
But it was kind of like endearing, you know? I was like, that's kind of cute. I have to spell every single thing for this guy, I guess. But then the questions started getting like a little bit different. Like I would throw out my little cute, you know, quips, my little flirting, and I had to explain every time what I meant afterward. And then it started getting annoying. And then the last thing he asked me was, "Do you pee from where I fuck you?"
He's just curious. Get off his back.
What is what?
He's curious.
He asked me how many holes I have, and I really thought this was like leading up to like a cute little pickup line. I was hoping something, but he was genuinely crazy.
He
like,
took his notebook out.
Did he ever lick your pee hole?
Does he know if he licked my pee hole?
No, I'm asking you. Did he lick your pee hole?
I mean, he licked everything.
He just slopped off.
He did a good job down
it's like
there.
It's when
but
he licks
he
a
even,
plate clean.
He even said, like, he goes, I can't ask my mom, so I got to ask you. Like, it was very, like, oh,
I can't
my
ask
God.
My mom.
It was
Where do you
weird,
find these guys?
It was a weird time, yes. And I'm telling
County
you.
County Fair?
He was really
The tractor pull. The barn dance.
I feel like it was. But, I mean, I don't know. He, like I said, he was really attractive, but he had, like, no confidence.
He's
like
Jerry's
he would only,
kids.
Yeah, like,
he would only bang me with his hat on, and then. Like when we were sleeping, when like
I
he would sleep.
I really
with his
resonate
on.
With this guy. Yeah, I do that all the time. I leave
he
my hat
so,
on.
He's 25 years old, ladies and gentlemen. He would not fuck me with his shirt off or his hat off.
This
and
guy,
was, like,
we are so
dude.
Alike.
Was it Raw Dog?
My shirt
tuned.
Was on last night with my backwards Cubs hat on her
oh
mom's
my
couch.
God.
You wonder why though, for real. I get really awful hat hair. So if I wear a hat all day and I take it off, I get awful hair. So it makes me insecure. So I leave the
I
hat
I agree.
On.
When I wear a hat, yeah, I don't take
Some
it
people
off.
Don't get hat hair. I
he
get
doesn't have
awful
any hair.
Hat hair.
He doesn't have any hair. here.
Well, then there's no excuse. That's the reason I leave it on.
Like, take it off. Yeah, whatever. But, I mean, either way, it was just an awkward situation.
Either way.
And then I'm pretty sure his cousin was, like, a white supremacist. Like, this was just a weird... This was another classic Mandy B.
Classic Mandy B.
I just had to just fuck with a weirdo. But, I mean, thank you, next.
Oh.
To the next one. One age spectrum to another.
Yeah.
Sugar Daddy.
Stay tuned.
The weather's always great in Chicago when it's sunny. Patel.
Sunny. Yesterday my heart was filled with rain. Sunny. You smiled at me and really eased the pain.
So as you guys know, Mr. Sunny Patel, Sensible People's on-site, on-field reporter, happens to catch some really funny shit in the field.
Good afternoon, friends. I'm Sunny Patel, 28 years old, very sexually active, in case any young women are wondering. I'm AT&T customer service agent.
We have a new story that we're going to read you the headline of. This was in the news for a few weeks back, and the headline reads, Florida man meets tragic death after being killed by rare cassowary bird.
Mauled,
apparently. A 75-year-old Florida man, Marvin Ojas, was attacked and killed by a rare species of bird, the cassowary. He made the initial 911 call before being found and transported to a nearby hospital where he later died.
How did you just say hospital? You noticed that
too? Did I fuck that one up?
Yeah. How do you get killed by a bird?
Well, Sonny has the audio clip.
He does?
So I think we're going to let our listeners and us hear for the very first time what happened on that day. So Sonny was down in Florida visiting this wildlife preserve where this man happened to be working and raising this cassowary. And, well, let's play some clips from
the
tour on the water around the area that morning.
Okay.
Fearsome beasts of the mountains and plains. I seen a bear so powerful that it's
so that sounds like Ojas. That's he's giving the little tour.
Yeah, yeah.
Jaws. Sounds beautiful.
I seen a badger with paws as big as frying pans.
Great tour guide.
Now that ripped your face right off.
He's just trying to explain what the animals are like.
Yeah.
Once there was a hawk that swooped down from the sky.
Very realistic.
I would never go to Florida.
Eyeballs out of its sockets. The fellow was screaming. I'm blind! I'm
God, silly! Quite the character.
Yeah.
That's what you want out of a tour guide.
Twice when I was fishing. Hunt.
I wish he would let him go on to say what happened when he was fishing.
Yeah, right?
What do you think happened?
I don't know.
Yeah. What do you think, Mandy B?
I can only imagine.
He saw a piranha bite the guy's dick off?
No.
So then later that night, Sonny goes, you know, he says that he woke up in his tent because they were out camping in this wildlife preserve. And he caught the unfortunate events that then unfolded. So let's hear it.
He caught the audio of what we just read.
Yeah.
So let's see. What is that?
Yeah, that's nice. Gotta go.
He sounds nervous.
He does sound nervous. It's stormy out there.
Yeah.
That bird makes the same noise as Ed Bigby.
Weird.
He does.
Nice boy. Nice. Thought you were one of your big brothers. Quite... That's so bad.
I think
he ran into Ed Bigby.
I think the bird actually said, yeah,
hi. I don't have any food. I have no food on me. I have nothing on me. Go on.
The cassowary's hungry. You can't play fetch with a cassowary.
No wonder he got killed. The cassowary's annoyed.
You like the stick?
You like the stick? Stick the stick up your ass, you fucking moron.
I'm gonna run you over when I come back down.
Oh, you don't threaten a cassowary.
Why would you threaten?
No. So then I think Sonny actually captured the very end.
He did.
The very end.
He's
the
very
agony.
Dedicated to his job.
Yeah, there's none like Sonny.
There is none.
I'm reading the little description he sent in when he sent the audio, and he said this. He was in the back seat while this was happening.
Oh.
Yikes.
What a great reporter, though. We are so lucky. Does it get
better than Mr. Sunny Patel? Golf clap for Sunny Patel.
Well, why don't you give back a little, man?
We pay him in
two mango lassies every month. Yeah.
Have you stomped his ducklings yet? or have you sent him soiled clothes?
Yeah. I'm taking it slow.
That's a you problem, not a him problem.
Wow. Hey, everybody. It's your favorite, Tina Marie. You could call me Teenie, as you know. But I really hope you do love Sensible People Podcast. Did you know that you could actually just get paid for listening to Sensible People Podcast? I know it sounds insane, but it's true. We just discovered that this free new app, it's called Podcoin. It literally pays you to listen to the podcast. Here's how it works. You listen to the podcast and you earn Podcoin while you listen. Then you turn that Podcoin in for gift cards like places at Amazon or your girl's favorite, Starbucks. Or if you're a good person, you just you donate that Podcoin to charity. The more you listen, the more you earn. That's the point I'm trying to make you. So here's what you do. You download the app right now. You download it on Android or iPhone, and I have a special code for you. You insert our code, Sensible People, and you'll get 300 Podcoin just for signing up. If you listen enough to us on there, you can get a cappuccino or, you know, anything from Amazon, a gift card on us pretty much. So go ahead, go listen to this podcast or virtually any podcast on Podcoin. Sign up for Sensible People, and yeah, you get a ton of treats. I swear, it'll change the way that you listen to podcasts. For some reason, I decided to let Rye and Tay do my makeup. It's a competition, though, because we love competitions. We love punishments on this show.
Who's the winner of the show?
We'll see about that, buddy.
I'm very nervous. I hope that either way, I'm a pretty princess on one side of my face. So the gentlemen each have 15 seconds.
20. I think we're doing 20.
I'm sorry. They each have 20 seconds to do a certain part of my face. They're going to pull out of a bowl either concealer, foundation, eyes, lips, something.
You're like our canvas, and I'm an artist.
They are artists here, but they have 20 seconds to pull it off, and then they have to switch. So here goes nothing. So,
Mandy's going to give a brief little rundown, since Tay and I have no idea what all
just
this makeup
tiny,
is.
Tiny, what this stuff tiny. Does.
And as she's explaining that, I'm going to draw a line right down the middle of her face.
They each get one side.
And I'm going to take her right side, and Tay is going to be on the left side. So we'll be able to see it before and after.
So go ahead, start drawing the line, and Mandy B is going to explain to us what are these makeup products all about.
Oh, so what you're using right now, which you're probably ruining, is the eyeliner, which you wanted to have one side more pointy. Oh, my God.
And you're giving yourself more room.
I need more real estate.
All right.
You want...
The line's done.
That's the eyeliner.
Explain to us, okay? That goes around your eyes.
That goes around my eyes. I just pick out of the bowl. Just pick out of the bowl.
I'm going to do good wings.
Well, what else do we have here?
So we have foundation. We have concealer.
And which ones are those? So we know. We don't know.
You have to read the things. This is foundation. This is concealer. This is mascara.
The pop filter. The thing that looks like a microphone.
This?
No.
This?
Meanie.
What? Oh, this? This is what you put the foundation... Ladies, the beauty blender these gentlemen are having a time with. So this is what you put the foundation on, like this.
Okay.
And then concealer. See how this is pointier?
Which one's foundation again? You put, this one?
This is foundation. This is concealer. There's also different kinds of foundation over there. See the
more,
tube? Huh? Oh. That one's a matte. This one's a glow. So do
it's
you want
matte.
Me to...
It's a matte finish.
Do you want me to have a matte or a glow?
I like a good glow.
There's also a good glow droplet over there you can add to the foundation.
I'm
going to
crush you.
Don't give them tips.
And then there's blush and there's highlighter. And then, see that? That is bronzer.
Okay.
So you can use these tools, gentlemen.
They used to call me Stevie Wonder in art class.
Don't put paint on my canvas.
To contour me.
All right. So we're ready to go. Yeah.
So Raw Dog is going to get 20 seconds. And if we didn't say it, this is all going to be on our YouTube channel, the whole video. We're going to have like little excerpts on our Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at Sensible People. And then at Sensible People Podcast, you can check out our YouTube channel to see the full video. So do that. Let's get this party started.
Take out of the hat. What's your first objective?
Mine is foundation.
Foundation. The clock is started. Clock has started.
Clock has started.
Raw Dog's on the move.
Oh, my God.
He's putting some.
That is a That's not foundation. Remember, this is foundation.
We got 5 seconds.
Remember, this is foundation. Ryan, look at me. This is foundation.
You said there was glow.
Switch.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
All right, let me pick out of the bowl.
What Ryan was just using, ladies, was the highlighter on my face.
What's the highlighter?
Highlighter highlights my face. This is foundation, which is like the foundation you build on top of.
You scared me with
so you.
Alright, I picked lips.
Oh my god! Which lipstick's gonna look better?
Oh.
Ow!
He's a globber! Oh my god, she looks like a Joker!
Stop!
It's a clown.
That's it!
No, it's good.
The clown's
you
mouth.
Need to be pretty.
Do you want me to blot?
Also, please.
Oh,
remember,
good.
You can blot
you're
with
done. You're done. Goodbye.
Why does that go on like that?
Oh my god. What's next?
All right, Raw Dog, what do you got next?
I got
learn from eyes.
Eyes.
Oh my god.
Clock.
Okay, so wait. Remember, there's eyeshadow, plus that is eyeshadow, plus this is eyeliner, plus this is mascara. Do you guys get to, how many things did you put, like multiples of?
Yes.
I can taste the lipstick, like ladies.
Right, you guys ready for this?
Oh my god!
Here we go,
he's
clock!
Using the wrong side!
All right,
you'll
here
see.
I go. Do I go? Oh,
yeah,
are you
you're
starting?
On the
clock.
What? Yeah. I'll restart it. I'll give you an extra little
oh
bonus.
Oh my god, does it look good, Ryan? I bet
it looks real great!
I'm doing great so far.
Oh my god! Oh, I can. What are you.
Yeah. Wait.
It's Momo!
Wait, since there's so many components to the eyes, I think we go 40 seconds for the eyes. You guys all in?
Too.
All right, second 20 seconds is begun.
Liner, mascara is important.
Oh, I want the mascara.
Here we go.
Important.
Here's the mascara.
Remember that tool I showed you before, but tell me what to do.
Oh, look at those curls.
Oh, yeah.
The blink. Oh, my god. Ladies, he did the bottom.
Hey, really quickly?
Oh, my god, he's doing it opposite.
Time, switch.
I only got one left.
Switch.
All right,
switch.
Oh my god.
So what is he picking out?
I don't know, let's see.
So eyes get 4 here.
I got, all right, so we did put one wild card in here. I got the Joker.
Oh my god.
Well, it looks like you already started with that on the lips. So
all right, time on the clock.
Ready,
there's
go.
Two lips, remember. There's another seconds. Color. There's another color over there.
Why so serious?
Oh my god! I thought we were trying. You
She's
can use whatever
Jack
you
Nicholas.
Want. You can use whatever you want. Oh! What? Come on! I thought we were
All
trying.
Right, that's it.
Switch,
no,
switch. How do you feel right now?
Horrible. Very unattractive.
What's contour?
Okay, contour is get the bronzer over there. So remember, you're contouring my face.
Yeah.
Oh, skinnier,
yeah,
so up here you make it look rounder.
No tips! Come on! It's clock going! Clock's moving.
Or tell me what to do with my face. Oh my
suck
gosh.
Like a
this feels horrible! Oh my god! Most people do it in threes like
this. Sugar daddy's gonna love this.
Three. Pretend a three. Oh my, he's going.
Switch!
Up.
Switch!
Oh my god.
Why don't take the mic.
What, ladies, why wouldn't they try to make
look how much
look
beautiful
pretty?
Her side looks.
Oh my god! Why did you make my
I got
eye black?
Contour.
The
yeah, same.
Same
one.
So you so heard
wait,
my
give
advice.
Me,
no,
three.
He could have listened.
So,
why
the bronzer. Where's the bronzer? It's over.
Get a recap.
See the bronzer over there?
You're supposed to be listening.
So, and then you make it look darker here, like, you know, this
yeah.
is blush too and
I like
highlighter.
That, I like that.
So what would you
sparkles.
Do with a red blush and
I'm
then
just
going to
do what I do for myself in the
morning. Oh, that's foundation. Okay, whatever you want to do.
I like it. I made you sparkle.
What did you do with the bronzer?
Right over there.
That's the bronzer, Taylor.
Yeah,
oh
yeah.
My god, Taylor.
Wait, where's the bronzer?
Over there in the little square thing. Oh. So think you're making it darker on my cheekies.
Got it. All
yeah,
right, ready?
Go.
With the wrong thing.
He's really gobbing it.
Oh
He's
my
a
god!
He's a gobbler.
I know I got this.
Oh my god.
You don't want.
I think I like the line.
You gotta make that a
best.
Nice draw line there.
I like think the line is the best on the.
There's a lot
page.
Of brushes here, ladies. There's like three
that's
brushes.
That's it.
But they chose the beauty blender.
That's it.
That's blending. Oh my god, it's right. So sparkly.
What
are
you
it's
doing?
So sparkly.
All right.
Oh, I got lips.
Lips.
Oh my
raw god. Dog's time.
There's lips. Two lips.
Which ones do you want? This one?
You pick. There's two
time
lips.
Time is.
Which one do you think looks better?
Beginning. Like time's moving.
Oh.
Don't go over the line.
Now do the. Oh, look at you, dog.
I think I fucked up the lips.
Look at how good those lips look.
I think you fucked up. Oh! Why'd you have to add the tail?
I think the eyes you did are better.
Momo.
What's next?
All right, here we go. Here we go.
We got a few left.
But either way.
Okay. Well,
this is
the
all the same.
Started first. We should have done it in the proper order.
No, that's not how the game works.
So yes. You put this. This is the foundation you build everything on. So you're just gonna take it off.
It's like
yeah.
The blueprint of the house.
It is. Unfortunately.
Ready? Go.
Oh, he's putting it on foundation. The weird part.
No,
what
I've
is
seen,
that?
I've seen the girls do
oh,
this.
Oh, he acts like he doesn't know.
And then you go like this.
Oh, oh my
yeah.
God!
Look at that.
But either way.
You
we're
wouldn't
want to
blend
beautiful.
This with the that? Okay.
I still think my sparkling contour is
on my
so
eye?
Good.
You wouldn't want my eye, right? This
that's it.
Oh my god.
All right.
Blend job I've ever
all right, we got a couple more.
We'll do a freestyle.
Eyes.
Eyes.
Oh, this is more eyes.
Gotta do yet.
Why don't you give her
what
haven't I done yet?
A cat eye maybe?
Oh no, I have
you get more.
Eyeliner
you can
yet.
Do some yeah. More eyes.
I
yeah,
have
you have
eyeliner.
It. I'll give you 20 seconds.
Remember how the girls do it?
And then I'll go with you. Here we go. Is this
my.
Painful at all?
Oh, it feels like someone's glopping crap on my literal shit on
you
my
can
face.
Find us at the Maybelline counter
oh
at your local
God,
Nordstrom.
This is so horrible. I'm gonna let you guys freestyle after this to clean up your mess. Oh my God,
oh
he's
boy.
Pushing so hard, lady.
All right, all right.
Look at that! So good!
Alright, now I got the eye.
Oh my god! Okay, gentlemen, are we doing the freestyle now? Look it.
What's the freestyle?
You can clean up your mask.
You gotta give me eyes now. I
okay,
got eyes.
He's gotta
true.
Do
you
eyes.
Eyes.
He's gotta
yeah.
Do eyes.
What is this, bear eye?
He's gotta do eyes.
There's these mascaras. Don't forget there's shadow. Don't forget the
all right,
liner.
He's got to do eyes.
Don't forget, ready? Concealer
remember,
goes
yeah,
a
yeah,
long way.
Seconds,
concealer
right?
Oh,
does
okay.
The black right at the bottom.
Oh, he added 41 like a prick.
Wow. Got
all right, ready, go. He's doing the eyes. Let's see. What color is that?
I don't know. I'm going
it
left.
Covers up, taupe? It covers the black eye.
No. What the fuck
just wipe,
is
he's
that?
Wiping,
no,
ladies.
No, I did it.
Oh, my God. You're supposed to... Puff it.
If I'm, I would definitely fuck your right side of your face way more than the left.
Remember the little gadget? There's this gadget to
where?
Curl my eyes, to curl
yeah.
My lashes. Remember to curl where? My lashes.
You're gonna get, That's some guy tonight when you go out with this makeup. He's got
that's
5
enough?
Seconds.
Oh
what is
my
that?
God!
What is that?
Don't forget the
time's
you
up.
Mascara is so
time's
big.
Up. Time's up.
Well, I feel like a woman.
How we did good, I think.
Horrible. I've
this is
seen,
too funny.
No, I've seen these cute YouTube videos where guys do their girls' makeup, and it's outstanding.
Okay, but we were timed. And
we were timed.
The places you hang out, the guys are going to like it. Let's be honest.
Because my black eye?
Yeah. We'll remove the line.
Yeah.
I think we should remove the line to
I guess
see
it
right
looks
now.
Like I've
the
been
line,
through a lot, I
the
guess.
The line looks probably like the best part.
I feel like I have a cake. I feel like I have cake on my face.
Here,
yeah?
Just remove the line. I want to see what it looks like without the
line. I don't know what I don't know where the line is.
Hey, help her with the line.
I'll help you with the line, Mandy B.
Oh my gosh, what a gentleman.
I mean, truthfully though, are you disappointed? Did we do better than
no,
you think?
I
don't ruin my contouring.
You guys did way worse than I thought. I really thought you guys were gonna do better than this.
Okay, but it was timed and it's hard.
It doesn't okay, well I gotta do it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, but not timed. We know it's not time for you. You come here and I have late.
getting your text messages. You
should, she should start timing.
Yeah, maybe I should.
Well, the line's gone now. What do you think?
I still horrible.
I've seen a girl that looks just like that at the bars before.
Oh my! Did she get a lot of ass?
I don't think
she looks like Momo from those children videos.
I mean, this was a fun experience for sure, but woo!
Yeah,
I feel like I got cake face on.
Well, this was this was fun.
That was fun, guys. Check out the YouTube video. It's all in full on YouTube, and then you can see some clips on social media. That was fun. What Thanks for time. Being a good sport, Mandy B. Golf clap for Mandy B.
Give her a little golf clap.
You're welcome.
Well, this just about concludes our episode. Episode 20, Season 2, Sensible People, Raw Dog Mandy B. This has been fun. Guys, you can follow us on social media at Sensible People. We are on Twitter. We are on Instagram. We are on Facebook. And you can, as we mentioned, check out our YouTube page. We got a lot of fun shit coming down the pike. We got a live show hopefully in the near future, so check that out. What else?
We
can buy merch.
We have merch.
We do have merch, and it's summer's a kicking. It's coming.
SensiblePeoplePodcast.com. Click on the shop tab. Buy some merch, right, Mandy B?
Oh, I'm so excited to wear like my tank tops on the boat.
Someone just bought a Tatanka shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
Sensible Degenerate shirt.
Stalker?
Yeah. Maybe.
They're in the mood to be a degenerate. That's
it was the male version, so.
I feel like a degenerate. I just feel horrible right now.
You feel like a walkish, or you look like a walkish.
Mandy B, yeah, I don't know.
You guys created this monster.
Can
this
you walk monster. Home from here in heels?
I would
down
love
the road?
To. Stay tuned for the cops
clack,
for the
clack.
Live PD episode.
Yeah, right.
For the
right.
live PD episode.
All right, sensible people, sensible nation, thank you. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, bye.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful.